Doug McLeod is one of the great blues journeymen, and he's coming back to the Isle of Man. He's been around for a long time, and he dropped in onto the morning show just a few days ago. But this is an extended version of that interview ahead of his upcoming gig, Douglas Golf Club, Saturday the 26th of October. And I started by talking to him and saying, not your first time here, sir.
Yeah, I was there for the festival there. I really enjoyed it.
And it went down a storm, and we can't wait to have you back. How do you keep writing so many songs? I've lost count. It's over 300 now, isn't it?
So I don't know, but, you know, 300, but there may be more, but I'm not sure. I think the most important question is, how many are good ones?
Very honest. Now, listen, a couple of quotes here. So I've heard you talk about never play a note you don't believe and never write or sing about what you don't know about. Now, given the volume of work, you know right. about a lot, sir. You must know about a lot.
Well, I've been around a lot, too, you know. So, that was advice that was given to me by an old one-eyed country blues singer named Ernest Banks from Toronto, Virginia. He wow. said, I was 19 years old or something, and I was playing all this different music. And one day he said to me, I really can't remember what song it was. I forget. Maybe something about picking cotton or some kind of stuff. And he said, what do you know about that, boy? I said, well, I don't know about it. It's just something I play, you know, because the hippie chicks like it. And he said, but you don't know nothing about that. I said, no, sir. I said, I don't know nothing about it. You know, you got to understand something, Mark. If you're in the woods with that man, back in deep in the woods, there was no white people anywhere around. So if I didn't come out of those woods, who would care? Mm. And it scared me to death, you know.
Yeah.
And that's when he gave me that advice. He said, only write and sing about what you know about.
It's wonderful advice, and I think there's an awful lot of young musicians who are given songs that are way outside their experience, especially when they're starting out. Someone's writing other stuff, and they're singing these things, and it just doesn't ring true.
No, I'm afraid I was there, too, until I ran into Mr. Banks. You know what I mean? I was there, too. So for the younger musicians, especially with blues, because unless you come up with it, I mean, that's a culture that's foreign, even for me. It was foreign to me when I first got to it. And then when I, you know, I played with so many of them, traveled with them, I got to know some culture. You know, I got to know the culture. But when I first started, no, I didn't. I had no idea. I had no idea what was going on.
It's an amazingly enduring world, the world of blues. I mean, it's as popular ever across the UK and across Europe. Is it still getting enough airtime in America, or has it gone off the radar a bit there?
I think it has, to tell you the truth. I mean, rock blues is still strong, you know, very, very strong in America. But acoustic blues, I don't think so as much. There is a movement going on that they want to try and get acoustic blues into an umbrella of Americana with folk music and so on, which I think would be really good. In fact, the Blues Foundation is working on that right now, because the importance of that music, of the singer-songwriters that began the music back in the 20s and the 30s and so on.
Yeah.
You know, they were singer-songwriters.
Yep, absolutely.
That's what they were doing. So it's the same as, you know, with guys like me. I'm a singer-songwriter.
And in a way, you know, they are historical documents, aren't they, of that whole time?
Well, yeah. I never heard anybody say it quite that way, but you're absolutely right. They are historical documents because that's what they did. See, they sang and wrote about what they knew about, right?
Yeah.
So they talked about the floods. They talked about the hard times. They had the codes that they used so that the plantation owners wouldn't know exactly what they were talking about. Yeah, those are hysterical. Yeah. Hysterical. Well, I guess the stomach could be hysterical, I guess.
We can't wait to have you back here. 26th of October, Douglas Golf Club's a lovely venue. Looking forward to that. I want to play a song that I only just discovered the other day, Send the Soul on Home.
All right.
Send the Soul on Home. Ooh, it's a lovely song. Is this quite a recent one for you?
No, actually, it is not a recent one. The version that you probably got off of Spotify or something is the new version of it. And it is a song that I wrote when I was the pallbearer for Big Joe Turner. And the only reason I was the pallbearer for Big Joe Turner was that Pee Wee Creighton had died before that. And Pat Turner, Joe's wife, said that I was one of Joe's favorite guitar players, and that Pee Wee couldn't be there, it should be me. So we're at the grave. We were at the ceremony, and the preacher said, "When the body's broke, we send the soul on home." Hmm. And that was the beginning of that song. And then I wrote it for the passing of George Smith, Lloyd Glenn, Big Joe, and Pee Wee Creighton.
You know, it takes us full circle back to writing about what you know.
Yeah, it does. And it, you know, because in the line it says, I wonder who's going to carry on.
Yeah.
Because when those older guys that really forged this music and let people say, this is what this music is about, when they're gone, I mean, it changes. I think blues should always grow. And I sincerely mean that because, you know, the younger people come and so on, and that's a good thing. But I hope we never lose the tradition of blues, where it come from, why it came from. And for the young musicians and the young people and the new people to blues that are listening to it, get an understanding of what it means. That really, with those guys, there was no color involved there. It was a human thing, because all humans go through, all of us, no matter what color you are, what gender you are, it doesn't matter. We all go through these things in life, and blues helps you get through it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming back to see us. We can't wait. 26th of October, Douglas Golf Club. We're looking forward to catching up with you, sir.
Mark, I look forward to seeing you, and I look forward to getting there to Douglas and just enjoying, first of all, flying in. I hope I can see that beautiful island.
Wow.
And I can get a picture of it.
Yeah.
Is broke, we send the soul. George Smith died broken in a hospital in LA. And I'll say goodbye to you, Dub. Those were the last words I heard him say. When he passed, I went to the ocean. Oh, with my whole life to cry. A seagull came and it brought by my cheek. And I watched my friend as his soul rose on high. So you tell me one more gone. I'm down here wondering who will carry on. Like the preacher said. Anymore, yes, when the body's broke, we send the soul. Big Joe, he gave the world a song in a spirit of joy. Lord Glenn, he taught me how to give the Lord back my little boy. And I don't really know if we'll ever pass this way again. But I know music live on. Is broke, we send the soul home. We send the soul home.
Send the soul on home from Doug McLeod, who is coming to Douglas Golf Club Saturday 26th of October. It's £18. That includes a buffet supper and tickets available etickets.im/BWB. I'm Mark Tiley. Keep popping back here for more podcasts from The Morning Show.